For those of you who don't know me, my name is Elena. I am an intern here with Crew in Southeast Ohio. So I'm really excited to be talking to you guys tonight. And so, a little bit about me. I graduated last May with my bachelor's in sociology, criminology, and a certificate in law, justice, and culture. And yeah, that kind of was me a year ago, and now I'm here, have been interning with Crew for the last year. And so, fun fact about me, you might be able to guess with my schooling, I'm actually going to law school in the fall, and so I'll be going to the University of Akron to study law. And so because of that, and because of that big change in my life, I've been spending a lot of time reflecting on what the Lord has been doing in my life these last few years, and there's a lot to think about, but what the Lord keeps bringing me back to is all the people that he has put in my life during this time, all the people that have poured into me, invested in me, and that I've gotten to grow in really cool relationships with. And so, wanted to show you just a few of these people. Sorry, guys, I don't know how this works. My bad. Okay, fantastic. So these are just definitely not all-encompassing, but a few of the people that have just poured into me over my time. And so the top two pictures are from a missions trip that I went on to Ocean City, New Jersey in 2022. The top left are all the amazing women that were on that mission. And in the top right, that was my action group that summer. And so we'd meet every week. And two of those people would go on to disciple me, one staff member and one student. In the bottom left, we have a lot of the amazing women here in Crew, a lot of my really close friends, including, yeah, a discipler of mine. And in the bottom right is a picture from about a year ago when I went to our Crew orientation weekend where we talked about what does it look like to support raise for interning. And so that was a great group to work with. And so the Lord has used all of these amazing people in my life. And so, yeah, this is gonna take us into what we're talking about. But over the last few weeks, you guys have heard from a lot of amazing speakers. You guys have been talking about what it means to be a disciple. What is a disciple? And so, as we look at that, let's recap. Sid Jones started us off with talking about how disciples love others. The next week, Grayson came up here to tell you guys about how disciples live by faith. The following week, Sid Wolf talked about how disciples forgive others, and last week we got to hear from Carson about how disciples seek the lost. And so, just to remind you, what we've been talking about with a disciple of Jesus is a dedicated follower of Christ, someone who trusts him, lives for him, and helps others to be disciples. And so this week, when we're wrapping up this series, I wanted to talk to you guys about a disciple is one who invests in others. And so we're going to talk about what it means to invest in others, how we can practically do that, and then talk about what that looks like in someone's life. And so first, we're going to talk about what does it mean to invest in other believers. And so we're going to look at a piece of scripture from 2 Timothy 2:2. And so it's going to be up here for you guys. It says, "And the things you have heard me say in the presence of many witnesses, entrust to reliable people who will also be qualified to teach others." So we're going to look at the scripture for a minute. This comes from 2 Timothy. This is a letter written by Paul to Timothy. And so when we look in the New Testament, we see these two people, Paul and Timothy. We see that they meet. We see that they start to grow in relationship with one another, that Paul starts to mentor Timothy, that they actually grow really close in relationship with one another, and he becomes a discipler for him. And we see Paul reaching out to Timothy in this scripture, giving him this command. He tells him that he wants him to take the things that he's heard in front of many witnesses and entrust them to reliable people who will also be qualified to teach others. He tells him to take what he's learned and pass it on to people who will pass it on to other people. And so I'm a big graphics person. They just help me figure out what the heck I'm talking about. And so I wanted to start us off with just this small visual. So when we think about Paul and his command to pour into others, we see one person pouring into three other people in this graphic, right? One person takes what they know and they pass it on to somebody else. And this is what it means to invest in others, to be taking what we know to pass it on to others so that they can grow in their walks with the Lord. And so this sounds great in theory, but I'm a very practical person, and I want to break down how this actually can look in our lives. And so we're going to go through 3 points tonight of how this can look. And so The first thing when we think about how we can invest in others is spending time with other people. You might be thinking, this sounds incredibly simple. Good news, it really is, guys. The first step is spending time with others. This is really important because it gives us an opportunity to get to know other believers. It gives us an opportunity to cultivate relationships with them, to create bonds with them. If you think about your close friends, the people that you're sitting with here tonight, or maybe the people you go to community group with, you're friends with them because at some point in your relationship, you have spent time getting to know one another, getting to connect with each other, and you've been able to bond and trust one another through that. And so when we think about spending time with others, yeah, I think about this very practically. How can we do this? It's just being together, right? And so this could look like sharing a meal together. This could look like going on a walk together, hanging out together, anything that you guys are intentionally coming together to do. And so we see this throughout Scripture a lot, and specifically we see it in Jesus' time here on earth, how he just spends time with others. And so just a couple pieces of scripture. We could go through so much scripture talking about just this alone, but a couple things that I wanted to point out to you guys comes from Matthew 9, 10 through 13, where it talks about Jesus ate with his disciples, tax collectors, and other sinners. And so this wasn't some grand, extravagant event, but Jesus just ate with others. The second one comes from Mark 3:14. It talks about Jesus appointed 12 disciples to be with him. We see that it doesn't say Jesus sent out a letter to 12 different people and said, you guys are in, I'll see you in a few months, right? But no, he brought them together. He wanted to spend time with them. He traveled with them. And so really, we just see people spending time together and how impactful that can be in our relationships. The second point is teach others. When we think back to that scripture we looked at, 2 Timothy 2:2, the command was pretty simple, right? We're going to entrust what we know to other people who are then going to pass it on to others. And the only way that we can get that information from us to the next person and so on and so forth is to teach others. This information shouldn't just stop with us, or we're not going to get very far, right? But what you guys know, you pass on to others and continue to do so. And so through this, we can continue to teach one another. And so, yeah, how we can do this is pretty simple. If you guys think about any 180 you've gone to, any community group, maybe a church service, or you just heard someone talk on scripture once, you now know that information. And so it's so easy to turn around and pass that on to others. This could be calling a friend to say, hey, I just got out of community group and this is what I learned. This could be, grabbing somebody who wasn't able to make it to 180 and saying, this is what we talked about. Let me pass this information along to you. And so it doesn't have to be something super intimidating or scary, but it can just be passing along information that we have gained. And again, we see Jesus do this throughout his entire time with his disciples. And so just a couple examples of this. The first one comes from Luke 11, 1 through 4, where Jesus teaches his disciples how to pray. His disciples ask him how they can do this, and so he shows them what he knows and passes it on to them. The second one comes from Luke 12, 22 through 34, where Jesus teaches his disciples to not worry about their earthly needs. And so Jesus knew that this was important for them to know, and so he continued to pass that information along to them with the hopes that they can pass it along to others. The third point when investing in others is praying for one another. When we think about any of these things that we've talked about so far, spending time with others, teaching others, we can't do any of this apart from the Lord, right? And so we are encouraged to come to the Lord and pray for others as well as ourselves. We have direct access to the Lord. We can come to him. We can thank him, share our struggles with him, ask him to do big things, and we can pray, and it's really encouraged to pray on behalf of other people. Because the reason we're investing in someone is because we care about them. We care about their spiritual growth. We care about how they're doing in their walks with the Lord. And so who better to talk to about that than the Lord himself? And so How we can do this is just setting aside time to pray for other people. I know oftentimes it can be easy to slip our minds, and so it can just be writing down someone's prayer requests. And I set reminders on my phone daily, and so it could just be a little reminder to pray for someone. Also, reaching out to people, asking how you can be praying for them, can go such a long way, and have people feel cared for in that. And so again, we see Jesus do this throughout the Gospels. And so in John 17, 6 through 19, Jesus prays for his disciples. He talks to the Lord. He asks, he asks on behalf of them because he cares about the disciples and he wants them to grow. Again, in Luke 22, 31 through 32, we see Jesus pray for Simon. He had a specific thing on his mind, a specific person, and so he comes to the Lord with a humble heart and prays for Simon. Now, that was a lot of information. We talked about a lot. And I know some of you are sitting there thinking, that sounds really cool. That sounds awesome to be able to invest in others. But that sounds really cool for everyone else in this room. Maybe you're thinking about the first point we talked about, time. You're college students. I understand that. Maybe you're a nursing student. Okay, that sounds really challenging. I can't imagine. Maybe you're an engineering student. I'm not even going to touch that one. Maybe you just have joined so many clubs that you can't see your schedule straight anymore. Maybe you are just so busy. But I want to refer back to the scripture that we looked at, where Jesus spent time with people. The first one, he was eating. And I know y'all got to eat. I do snack every week. I know y'all eat. So grab someone and go to the dining hall with them. His second one, he was bringing people along with him on his travels. Maybe you're going on a walk. Grab another friend. Grab a believer. Bring them with you. Maybe you're going to Walmart. Nobody likes that. Take someone with you. These things do not have to be challenging. They don't have to be extra things that you're adding into your schedule. They can just be things you're already doing. And so I would encourage you to invite other people into that. Next, we talked about teaching. Some of you may be thinking, that's not my place. I don't know enough. That just seems out of my realm. And I understand that. It can be a little scary, right? But again, I want to refer to the things that we talked about. You guys are here during Thursday night 180s, and you're getting taught something out of scripture, right? You can turn around and you can share that with other people. Maybe it's something you read in a devotional, and maybe it really stuck with you. It's so easy to text a friend and be like, hey, while we're doing that Walmart trip together, I'm going to tell you about what I read in Luke this morning. And so it can be so easy to take this information that we're taking in several times a week, community group, maybe it's church, maybe it's 180, we can just easily pass that on to others. And yeah, then the third point was prayer. Yeah, some of you may be a little intimidated by prayer. Maybe it feels like you're not good at prayer, but I would encourage you to take that step of faith anyways. Prayer is just coming to the Lord, talking to the Lord with a humble heart. We can, again, just easily ask others for prayer requests throughout our day. We can write them down, we can set reminders, and we can just come to the Lord with those things. Thankfully, the Lord never asks us to use big, fancy words or eloquently string together this pretty sentence to bring to him. He just asks us to come to him. And so it can be a really easy way to come to the Lord in prayer. And I want to remind you that all of these things alone cannot be done on our own efforts. But through this, we must rely on the Holy Spirit. We must walk with him as we are faithfully spending time with others, praying for one another, teaching others, and just asking the Holy Spirit to work through us in that. And so, again, I want to remind you guys of the definition of a disciple. A disciple of Jesus is a dedicated follower of Christ who trusts him, lives for him, and helps others to be disciples. And so if you would say that, I think those things apply to me, then everything we've talked about thus far would also apply to you. And I want to remind you that that is not because I say so. I don't have that much pull around here. It's not because Crew says so, but it's actually because the gospel says so. We look at Matthew 28, 16 through 20, the Great Commission. It says, then the 11 disciples went to Galilee, to the mountain where Jesus had told them to go. When they saw him, they worshipped him, but some doubted. Then Jesus came to them and said, all authority in heaven and on earth has been given to me. Therefore, go and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, and teaching them to obey everything I have commanded you. And surely I am with you always to the very end of the age. And so between 2 Timothy and between the Great Commission, we see that we're supposed to go out, make disciples, and share that information that we have been given, to make disciples who are going to make disciples. And so just for a second here, I want to encourage you to reflect. I want you to think of somebody who has had an impact on your walk with the Lord. Maybe it's somebody who invited you to Crew for the first time and got you involved in community. Maybe it's just somebody who's been really impactful in your life, who's helped you take steps of faith. And now I want you to imagine, what if they hadn't done that? What if they didn't take that extra time to invite you, to spend time with you, to encourage you or to teach you? I think there might be less people in this room tonight. I think it's really encouraging to think about how so many people are getting poured into by other believers in their lives. And so we want to keep that going. We want to get to a point where the chart keeps going, goes off the screen, and fills up the room, to where the three people that we originally started with are pouring into three more people. And those three people are investing into three more, and to where it keeps going. Because we want to make disciples that can faithfully turn around and make disciples. And thankfully, throughout my last few years here, I've gotten to experience this. I've been blessed with a lot of amazing relationships. One person in particular that I really think about this when I think about her when I think about this idea is my community group, one of my community group leaders my freshman year. And so my friend on the left here, his name is Kirsten. She was one of my community group leaders my freshman year. Got involved pretty quickly. It was right after COVID, so it was a pretty small community group, but we got to know each other really well. We got to hang out a lot. It was great. And so when I think of somebody who's invested in me, I think of my friend Kirsten. When I was a freshman, she was always very intentional with our community group. She wanted to know how we were doing. And I was just so impressed with the way that she lived her life. She walked with the Lord. She encouraged others to do so. She was so wise in how she taught during community group. In my sophomore year, my first semester, I was lucky enough to be discipled by Kirsten. And during that time, she exhibited, all the things that I've talked about. We spent time together. She would invite me over for dinner. I played with her dog a lot. It was so fun. We just got to spend intentional time together. Every week during discipleship, she would teach me. We would go through scripture. She would explain things to me that I didn't understand, and she would answer my questions. And she would pray for me. Every week, she would ask how she could be praying for me. She would faithfully continue to do that throughout the semester. And so, because of Kirsten's pouring into me, I was then able to turn around and pour into others. So Kirsten's trend didn't stop. Somebody poured into her. She had poured into me. And over the last few years, I've been able to pour into others. And so we see the trend continue of disciples who make disciples. And these ladies will go on to continue to pour into other women until we're way down the line to people I have never heard of. And that is the goal, right? We want to continue this trend of disciples who make disciples. And so I just want to encourage you guys, as we wrap up, to think about what your discipleship trend has looked like. Who has poured into you? Who's poured into them? And I want to encourage you to think about who you can be pouring into. Think about where you're at right now. Is there anyone that you can be reaching out to, that you can spend time together with, that you can pray for, that you can teach? People that you can just help encourage in their walk with the Lord. And then maybe one day, they'll be encouraging others. And so I'm going to just wrap us up to pray really quick. Dear God, I thank you so much for this time, Lord, that you've brought all these people here. I thank you that we get this opportunity to connect with you, God, to hear from your word. And I thank you for all of these people who, yeah, have open ears. And I pray that through this, you just open their hearts, God, that they can continue to think of people that have invested in them, bring those people to you in thanksgiving. And I pray that they can continue that trend, God, knowing that you call us to make disciples who make disciples. And so I pray that we leave this room just encouraged, Lord, encouraged to take steps of faith to pour into others. And so we just thank you so much for all of this, God. In Jesus' name.